You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from midday with Gareth Topham, Ross Briley and Andrew Mount in the studio. We have jumping at Catterick and Foss Lass, accompanied by All Weather Racing at Lingfield in the afternoon, and All Weather Racing in the evening as well at Kempton Park. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Kevin O'Malley. Hi, sir.
I'm here. Yeah, I love it. I love this time of year. There's always one thing at this time of year that bugs you and you never really think about it until it actually happens, and that's the cold and losing meetings to the cold.
Yeah.
You know, with the racing, you're always looking forward to the jumps, saying we're looking forward to the jumps. You never really think of the weather until you actually start losing races. We've been lucky this week not to, but and hopefully we won't as we approach a very busy Christmas period.
Yeah, I mean, we've been... It's been relatively mild so far, hasn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
getting a bit colder this week, though.
It is, isn't it? Almost, well, we had to have inspections for Tuesday's racing, didn't we?
Yes.
And that seems to be the way going forward. I suppose it's just one of those things. You take that and trade off for the really good jumping.
That's
really
it. And hope that, you know, we can get through December without losing any of the big meetings.
Hopefully so. A bit of news before we get stuck into Wednesday's racing. Start with the news about Barters Hill. A positive bulletin. Regarding him, he will not need surgery, and Ben Pauling seems quite happy about that. Well, he's been quite a saying we're thrilled, so hopefully he won't need surgery and he'll come back in A1 condition.
Yeah, I mean, it was a shame to see him pulled up. You know, it's good in a way that they've gone taken him back and they found something. And the, you know, at the end of the day, he's only a baby. He's only six. Yeah. He's only 6 years old. He'll be turning seven next month. So, you know, he's a very young horse. He's got his whole future ahead of him, and good luck to him as he recovers.
Yep, I will echo those sentiments. A bit of news about Many Clouds as well. He's had a wind operation, and he's set for his race course return. He's going to follow a similar route to Aintree as he did last year, kicking off at Aintree in the listed chase that he ran in last year where he finished behind Don Polly. So... tried and tested route, I suppose, and hopefully the wind up will have worked and we'll see him bounce back to somewhere near his best.
Yeah, I mean, he was lacklustre. He tailed off at Aintree in his bid for history, but he's only a 9 year old. He's a very classy horse on his day. It'll be all roads leading to Aintree. Hopefully the wind operation will have helped him out a little bit. You know, it was at Kelso last year for his last tune-up run in March. I presume he'll go for that race again. You know, you watch that Kelso race back, I'll urge anyone to do so. It's one of the finest rounds of jumping you'll ever see from any horse. You know, he's a great horse to have around, and he's only nine, so I'm sure he'll be visiting Aintree another couple of times yet.
Yeah, hopefully so. And he's the horse that broke the National Hoodoo recently as well, isn't he? The idea that national winners can't win a race again.
Yeah,
anymore. Well,
it's just that real touch of class that he does have. He's got a cast iron constitution. He jumps so well, and he just seems to enjoy what he does. I've been lucky enough to go down to the Sherwood Yard, and I've seen Many Clouds, and he's just a really nice laid back horse, and he's just got loads of quality about him. And hopefully, he can stay in one piece for the season and do his stuff.
Any other news on your mind before we move on?
No, not really. I mean, I'm taking off December from radio, so I won't be in for the month of December. I've got family coming over from Ireland over the Christmas period. But no, I mean, I always go to Sandown on Tingle Creek Day, so I'm looking forward to going down there. I'm going to hunt down Ken Peterson. I'm going to hunt him down and have a chat with him. So looking forward to catching up with Ken. And then from there, just having a nice Christmas period, enjoying all the racing from Leopardstown and Kempton, of course. And that's about it, really.
Yeah. The racing really is superb
it
over
is.
December.
It is. And, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
My favourite time of it. My favourite racing of the year overall, I think.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? You have Christmas Day with all the family, you have the food and the presents, and you move on to Boxing Day and you've got superb racing.
Leopardstown is just relentlessly good, and obviously Kempton, the two-day meeting is great, so I love it, yeah.
Yeah, all that to look forward to. Right now, though, we're going to do something a little bit different and we're going to look backwards. As we take our first trip down memory lane. We're going to look back at favourite memories in this little bit of a series. And with the Tingle Creek coming up this weekend, we're going to get the thoughts of Kevin O'Malley on his favourite Tingle Creek memory. Tell us what it is, Kevin.
2004, Mark. 2004.
The great Moscow Flyer.
Oh, what a horse he was. He was a 10-year-old back then. And they all thought that the likes of Vazertiop, the likes of Well Chief would be, you know, potential dangers to his greatness. But he laid down the law that day in no uncertain terms. He hit the front a long way from home. I think he missed one of the fences down the back straight. And then the next one, Barry Geraghty asked him for a big one and he absolutely winged it. And the crowd noticed it and they roared him on. There was a massive crowd there that day at Sandown. I was down at the finishing post. I was 12 years ago. I mean, I'm not one of those racing people who started really, really young. I only got into racing maybe about 12, 13 years ago. Mm. So, and that day down at Sandown when I backed Moscow Flyer, I had £50 on him. And at the time, it was the biggest bet I'd ever had on a horse. And it was the difference between whether or not I'd be going out clubbing that night or going home and doing nothing. Luckily enough, he won. I screamed the house down along with the rest of Sandown. And went on to have a pretty good night out that night. So Moscow Flyer, one of my favourite horses of all time. I'm sure many of you out there will feel the same about him. One of the greatest 2 mile steeplechases of all time as well that day. So it can only really be one winner, and it has to be Moscow Flyer in 2004.
There you go. Moscow Flyer is Kevin O'Malley's favourite Tingle Creek memory. And that was the latest, and the first, in fact, of our trips down memory lane. Yeah, we're going to be doing those throughout the week building up to the Tingle Creek. So we'll be able to hear the pundits' favourite memories along the way. Moscow Flyer for Kevin O'Malley in the Tingle Creek. Right, let's move on. And we're going to get stuck into this year's renewal. Just a quick look at the betting for that. Duvan 4-7 at the top of the market. Armad 4-1. 9-2 Side of Grugy. Underserve 5-1. 10-1 Godzone. 25-1 Bar Those.
He was huge a couple of days ago. Yeah. Duvan, the prospect of him coming over was seemingly bleak. But this morning, all the news on Twitter and social media is that Duvan, there's been floods of money for him coming in, which suggests he might just be coming over. Mm. And if he does, well, the rest of them are in trouble, surely.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking Gary Moore is going to be pleased with his hand here. Our Madden side of Grugy. Mm. Not really expecting Duvan to come over. But as you say, the news is filtered through that it's looking very likely.
It'll be a better race for it if he does come over. He's been very bullish about Armad. He said his schooling has been absolutely electric. We know how well he jumps around Sandown, so he's a formidable horse. Duvan will have to beat him, that's for sure, but he probably will if he does make that trip.
Yeah. So we've got that to look forward to. At the weekend, of course, let's concentrate on matters a little closer to hand. We're going to get stuck into Wednesday's racing, and Kevin's got four races prepared for us on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, we start at Lingfield in their 140. This is a Class 2 conditions stakes. It's over a mile and a quarter. A field of seven set to go to post for this one. Kevin, which one do you think will come home in front?
There's a few interesting ones here. Last year's winner, Battalion, he won it actually for William Haggis last year. He returns to action and he's solid enough on his stable debut for Jamie Osborne. Master of the World as well, he's another horse I do like. The one I'm going to take a chance on is Pinzolo. He's generally more operational over further, but he has won over 10 furlongs this trip and a mile in the past, but you know he's been running over 12. He's even ran over 2 miles recently as well. But Ismail Mohammed is a very shrewd handler, and if they go a good clip here, which I think they will, he'll be staying on very well in the closing stages, Pinzolo. He's got some good form to his name. So Pinzolo, stepping back in trip, I'm hopeful that he can run a nice race.
Pinzolo then, the selection for Kevin in the 140 at Lingfield. Moving to Catterick next for the 2 o'clock. This is a Class 4 handicap chase over 3 miles and one furlong. A field of nine to go to post for this one. I suppose the logical point to start with here, Kevin, would be Nortonthorpe Legend, who has to defy a penalty after an easy success at Sedgefield. And he's got an informed jockey on board as well, and Brian Hughes, who retains the ride.
Yeah, Brian Hughes is electric at the moment, having a fantastic season, as we know. Nortonthorpe Legend used to be with John Wade. He switched stables now. to Rebecca Menzies. He's done a great job with him. Jumped beautifully last time out at Sedgefield. He was in control of the race from a long, long way out. £7 penalty here shouldn't really be enough to halt his progress. I think he's going to win. So Norton Thorpe Legend will be the selection for me in the race. If there is a danger, it'll probably come from Iora Glass, Mark. Really consistent type, jumps well. Probably a little bit of a victim of his own reliability. One maybe to watch out for Bongo Bing. He's gone backwards since coming over from Ireland. But he's a nice type of horse and he could just pick up one of these races along the line. Maybe not tomorrow, but one to keep in mind, Bongo Bing. But I think this race is for Norton Thorpe Legend's taking.
Norton Thorpe Legend then. To follow up quickly from his Sedgefield success, we're moving on next to another jumps race. This is the 250 at Foss Lass. It's a Class 3 handicap hurdle. 2.5 miles is the trip, 9 of them to go to post here. And we'll start with Super Sam, who came back from a long absence to win last time, Kevin. But I suppose you've got the question marks about the old balance factor there.
Yeah, there is that. I mean, but he just looked to have so much in hand. Another going into this race with a £7 penalty. But he did win with a ton in hand at Hereford 7 days ago. Venetia Williams hasn't been quite as potent in November this year as she usually is at this time of year. But at the same time, she looks to have a progressive 7-year-old here in her hands. Looks well ahead of the handicapper. And I think he should be able to follow up. Again, in terms of potential dangers, I think the 4-year-old Southport has a nice unexposed profile for Nigel Twisson Davis. And I think he might give Super Sam most to do. But Super Sam, on the back of that Hereford effort, does look quite hard to beat in this one.
Yeah, one with absolutely tons in hand, as you mentioned. One by 11 lengths in the end there. Final race we look at is the 455 at Kempton, Class 4 handicap over 5 furlongs here. This is for 3-year-olds and older. A field of 10 will go to post for this one, Kevin. And a few last time out winners in there. What do you make of the race?
A tricky one. Dynamo Walt won a decent race here the last day over the course and distance. Of course, on the back of that, he's capable of winning this race. But he just, historically, he isn't one to rack up a sequence of wins. So I think he's easy enough to take on. Just Us 2 has solid enough form to his name, but he looks high enough in the weights at this stage for Robert Cowell. I'm going to give Memories Galore a chance for Harry Dunlop teaming up with Luke Morris. This gelding disappointed at Wolverhampton the last day, but he has run well on both his previous starts at Kempton. He's running over 6 furlongs, but this return to the minimum trip of 5 is interesting too. And I think he'll be in the places, and I think he should be in each way price on the day. So Memories Galore each way for me.
Memories Galore then in the 455, an each way selection for Kevin there. As usual, a little bit of a quick summary before you go. Do you just want to confirm your selections for us then for Wednesday?
Let's do it. In the Lingfield 140, I'm going to go for Pinzolo for Jamie Osborne. The 2 o'clock at Catterick, Norton Thorpe Legend to follow up under a penalty. Likewise, in the 250, I hope that Super Sam can build on his easy win at Hereford last time out. And finally, the 455, Memories Galore each way for Harry Dunlop.
Superb. Been a pleasure to see you again, Kevin. Good luck and enjoy on Wednesday.
As always, cheers.
There you go. The thoughts of Kevin O'Malley on Wednesday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from midday. A high noon start with Gareth Topham, Ross Briley and Andrew Mounts in the studio. Catterick and Foss Lass are the jumps meetings. We've got Lingfield on the all-weather in the afternoon as well. And all-weather action in the evening under the floodlights at Kempton Park. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast. And enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.